Opinion: vertical line work from home isn't good all around. The New York Times, November 3, 2023, 12:26 p.m. Get shared full article more from our inbox. The Mideast carnage continues, punishing lawyers for misconduct, Trump fraud trial, healthcare burnout, her son Mintap, truth and comedy image credit. Lars Tunbehor/TT, via Sit the USA to the editor, read the 5-day office week is over, by Nicholas Bloom. Opinion guest essay, October 22, Mr. Bloom writes that Americans work about one-third of their workdays at home and that remote work has become normal. He names benefits, savings of time and money spent getting to work, and flexibility for parents. But this is true only for a fraction of Americans. Many essential kinds of work cannot be done remotely as effectively or at all. Consider teachers, which I am, healthcare providers, people who work in service jobs, and many others. Economic and status hierarchies that pervade our society are widened by the sharp divide between those who can't do their work remotely and those who cannot. I wonder also about the continued erosion of the social fabric as people interact less across differences and spend more time in their own environments. As helpful as Zoom is, it is no substitute for being in spaces with others across the day. Even when interacting with others in person is challenging, without it we are likely to become more and more isolated and sealed in narrower circles of relationships and communication. When we look around at what is happening in this country and around the world, is this really a good direction to be heading? Deborah Lowenberg, Ball Harbor, Michigan. To the editor, Nicholas Bloom gushes that the work-from-home revolution is profoundly positive for the majority of America's businesses and workers, and that remote work has been good for almost everyone involved. But he ignores the greatest losers in this game of empty office chairs, the commercial property owners and their lenders who are sitting with partly empty buildings in almost all major U.S. cities. More and more office users are reducing their office space requirements. New leasing has slowed to a crawl, and even when leases are consummated, they come with large landlord concessions that drive down the net effective value of the leases. When combined with rising interest rates, tightened lender requirements, and dropping cash flow, the reduced office occupancy is pushing commercial real estate to the wall. If this leads to a spate of loan defaults and owners handing over the keys to lenders, we will see a number of banks and other real estate lenders in grave economic danger, which will have a significant effect on the wider economy. When seen from the perspective of commercial real estate owners and lenders, work from home is hardly the win-win-win that Mr. Bloom so blithely extols. Like the bank defaults of times past, this could turn into a losing proposition for all of us. Mark Furman, Morristown, MJ. The writer works in the commercial real estate industry. The Mideast carnage continues, image credit. Abed Haled/Associated Press to the editor. The carnage continues in the Middle East, and both Israel and Hamas have vowed to exterminate each other, which are unrealistic goals. As long as the leadership of both sides show no will whatsoever to work for peace, peace will be an elusive pipe dream. Both sides need new leadership, new direction, new perspective. Right now they can't even agree to a pause or a ceasefire to help with humanitarian aid. Moderate voices from both sides are needed. And until they can work toward a true state solution, well, it's continued senseless carnage, shady Norsham. Jeff Sack Stanberry, com. Punishing lawyers for misconduct, image generalists, left, and Sidney Powell in 2020. Credit. Jacqueline Martin/Associated Press to the editor, read Trump's lawyers should have known better, by Jesse Wegman. Opinion, NewTimes.com. October 27, Mr. Wegman correctly describes the recent history of legal ethics in the United States, dating to Watergate. However, I must disagree with him and Professor Stephen Gillers that lawyers rarely face punishment for their transgressions. Every state has adopted the written code of ethics and established an independent professional responsibility board. Supported by annual bar dues, these agencies investigate and prosecute cases of lawyer misconduct, and they do so robustly and impartially. The days of the legal club are long over. Joseph Berman Boston, the writer, is general counsel for the Board of Bar Overseers of Massachusetts and former president of the National Council of Lawyer Disciplinary Boards. To the editor, the headline on Jesse Wegman's excellent article obscures one critical thing. Donald Trump's lawyers did know better, as did Nixon's. The problem was not that they did not know, it was that they did not care. That is the problem that the legal profession and the public face. Don Dornberg, Penn Valley, California. Trump fraud trial image. Donald Trump Jr. said he had little involvement with the documents at the heart of the case, having left them to accountants. Credit. Anna Watts for the New York Times. To the editor, Ree Trump's son denies ties to reports on finances. News article, November 2, about Donald Trump Jr.'s testimony in a fraud case. I ask you, where can I find a job as an executive vice president of a company without having to know anything about the company's financial statements? Clifford Rice Review. Flip. Healthcare burnout image. Compared with other groups surveyed, healthcare workers reported a substantial jump in poor mental health days, from 3.3 in 2018 to 4.5 in 2022. Credit. Aaron Schaff / The New York Times. To the editor, re-burnout among healthcare workers soared after pandemic hit, CDC finds. News article, October 26. We appreciate the growing recognition that supporting the mental health and well-being of the healthcare workforce has reached a crisis point and requires both individual and systemic interventions. Fortunately, there are concrete actions that individuals and organizations can take. For example, one of the often cited reasons healthcare workers express hesitation in seeking mental health services is perceived professional repercussions. Many healthcare leaders and state medical boards are removing stigmatizing language regarding mental health care from health system credentialing and state licensure applications to help address this, but not enough. We encourage every individual, licensing board and health system that has made public commitments to supporting healthcare workforce well-being to review and revise as necessary how questions related to seeking mental health care are asked within their organizations and by their state medical board. We believe that this action would remove at least this specific barrier to seeking mental health care for a vast number of physicians and nurses in the United States. Sunya Lur Eileen Barrett. The writers are physicians. Hassan Minhap. Truth and comedy image. Hassan Minhap posted a 21-minute video that he called a deep dive on my own scandal. Credit. Evan Agostini / Envision. Via Associated Press. To the editor, Hassan Minhap addresses embellished stories detailed by the New Yorker Arts. NewTimes.com, October 26, covers the backlash to Mr. Minhap's artistic liberties in his comedy specials. While I understand getting mad, doing so misses the point. When I buy a ticket at a stand-up show, I'm not paying for news. I'm paying to laugh. Mr. Minhap changed some details about real-life events to make difficult stories understandable and entertaining. Critics cite his participation in The Daily Show and the Netflix show Patriot Act, but this doesn't mean that every performance of his must be factual news. In stand-up, if it's funny, it's fair game. They're different formats, and audiences can't tell the difference. When poets or authors or painters evoke emotional responses to real-life issues as effectively as Mr. Minhap did, they're celebrated for their brilliance. Why is it suddenly wrong when it's a comedian? Alexander K. Mather. Fairfax Station, VA. Share full article.